impact of and need for social gatherings. As evidenced during the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic, prolonged isolation of residents in LTC facilities leads to increased anxiety. SARS-CoV-2 is but one example, but it illustrates why any precautions or methods implemented in response to infection outbreaks must be undertaken with clear consideration of the associated psychosocial consequences compared to the potential infection prevention benefits. Doing so helps ensure that the LTC facility is following Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, requirements for the provision of a home-like environment and person-centered care, which necessitates consideration being given to each resident's socialization activities and quality of life. LTC facilities are tasked with providing a safe environment for all residents, free from infections and exposure to communicable diseases, while providing residents the opportunity to engage in social activities for their psychosocial well-being. Many of the supporting activities that are implemented in LTC facilities are discussed in more detail in the discussion of ancillary services, which pose additional infection risks. Social/communal gatherings. Elderly individuals living in LTC facilities may be at a higher risk of infection due to the communal nature of these facilities. Sharing entertainment, eating, and exercise areas increases the ease of transmission and outbreaks associated with contaminated facility water or food, healthcare personnel cross-contamination, or visitor exposure. The increase in ease of transmission may arise from many factors, including close proximity of residents, poorly ventilated spaces, the absence of supplies and /signage with instruction to encourage individuals to comply with hand hygiene and respiratory hygiene protocols. To help reduce the effects of these, residents symptomatic with infection should defer communal activities until symptoms resolve, and staff and residents should be educated on the increased risk of transmission and strategies to mitigate the risk. Thus, LTC facilities present a unique challenge for IPs. The high multi-drug-resistant organism, EMDRO, colonization rates and the frequency of risk factors among the residents, as well as mobile residents, may contribute to healthcare-associated infections and outbreaks. Specific prevention guidelines and recommendations for LTC facilities are available to help reduce the risk of infections, including EMDROs and outbreaks.